Next patient is Elizabeth Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, Simpson Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of consultation 3/25/24. Date of birth is 3/13/63. Then a copy for the primary physician. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is bilateral lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 60-year-old female. 61-year-old female who has had a previous history for lung nodules. Also has a long-standing history of smoking. One pack per day for over 40 years. The patient is trying to quit. She was sent for a chest CT on 2/13/24, which showed no lung consolidation, but there was a 0.6 centimeter left low lobe nodule, 0.4 centimeter right low lobe nodule, and a 0.3 centimeter left upper lobe nodule. And a 0.3 centimeter right mid lung nodule. The there were no enlarged intrathoracic or axillary nodes identified. She apparently did have a CT lung screen done at Elmhurst Health Associates in Illinois, done on 6/28/23, which showed multiple lung nodules, which were up to 0.6 centimeter. And then and there's a stable 0.6 centimeter left low lobe nodule, as well as a 3 millimeter left upper lobe nodule, and a stable 5 millimeter left upper lobe nodule. And there was a stable 4 millimeter right mid lung nodule as well. At the present time, the patient has no cough, wheezing, or shortness. No cough or wheezing. And no fevers, night sweats, or chest pains. Next paragraph, past history has included history for carcinoma of the vulva resected. History for seizures and a cerebral aneurysm that was operated on in 1985. So no history of hypertension or diabetes. Next, med list, none at the present time. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and continues to smoke. Next paragraph, I'm sorry, alcohol use, none. She worked as a receptionist. Next, family history, father died of throat cancer, mother died of a heart attack. Next, system review, the patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No glaucoma, cataracts, no hoarseness, no urinary frequency, burning, or hematuria. She has wheezing and coughing spells, no abdominal pains, no rectal bleed or diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. There's no depression or anxiety. There's no bruising or enlarged glands and denies joint pains or muscle aches. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. And no urinary frequency or flank pains. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built middle-aged female was alert, no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 182, saturation 99. HEND endomphalic people's reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional wheezes scattered in the upper lung field. Heart in the absence of irregular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex on the one plus with no gross motor lesions. Cranial lens grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no death. Next, impression number one is bilateral lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. Number two is probable underlying COPD. Number three is nicotine dependency. And number four is a history of squamous cell carcinoma of the vulva. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to get a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodules, since one of the nodules is up to 9 millimeters. A CBC complete metabolic profile, IgE level, ACE level, and a CEA level were ordered. And the patient was supposed to come in for a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for the primary physician, please. Thank you.